Heck. 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 Boys, did you hear that howl? It was given by a wolf cub. Do you know what a wolf cub is? Yes, he is a small boy in uniform with a green jersey and cap, bare knees, and ugly face. Yes, but whatever his face is like, don't you forget it, he has a good heart. He is full of pluck, and he is ready to do a good turn to anybody so far as he can. That is his duty. Most fellows who wear a uniform have some duty to do and orders to obey. Well, the order that the wolf cub has to obey sounds a funny one. It is as you heard just now. Dib, dib, dib. It is spelt D-Y-B. D stands for do, Y stands for your, B stands for best. Do your best. And when a pack of wolf cubs hears the order, they howl back, "We'll dob, dob, dob. We will do our best." And they mean it, too. But wearing a uniform does not mean that cubs are imitation soldiers. They are nothing to do with soldiers. They are young Boy Scouts. Of course, a small boy would not be much good for helping other people, even if he did his best, unless he had learned how to be useful by making himself strong, active and clever, so that a cub has to make himself good at first aid or at swimming or at playing games, etc. And when he gets a badge to wear, he wears it on the sleeve of his uniform. When you see a cub with a lot of three-cornered badges on his arm, you know that he is a pretty smart fellow. Cubs have also a number of secret signs of the Brotherhood among them. Mind you, there are wolf cubs all over the world, many thousands of them, and they all count as brothers to each other. Every boy who is worth his salt and wants to be a scout later on joins the cubs so as to learn how to camp and to cook his grub, how to save life, and how to be of service to other people. So I advise every boy who is not yet a cub to join and to have a jolly time and to learn how to dip, dip, dip.